This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Coming up, two sisters try to ace each other out in a Wimbledon championship at first. Explosions in Moscow at the entrance to a rock concert have killed 18 people, including two apparent suicide bombers. Many more people are injured. NPR's Lawrence Sheets is in Moscow. Lawrence, thanks for being with us.
Good morning, Scott.
And I gather we have a couple of identifications, at least among the bombers.
Yes, these were two female bombers, both of them identified by police, by the government, as people from Chechnya. One of the young women actually had given her name based on the fact that she had a passport in her possession. Mm-hmm. Born in 1983, that would make her just 19 or 20 years old. These two explosions went off, as you noted, it was actually the entranceway to a rock festival, mm-hmm. which had been going on here, a very popular annual event. In the ticket sales area, apparently these women were unable to get past security. They were both wearing belts packed with explosives. Mm-hmm. And police say that had they gotten into the actual concert itself and detonated these devices there, that the death toll would have been much greater, as there were between 20 and 40,000 people attending this event.
And has anyone claimed responsibility? Has any responsibility been credibly fixed?
No, the government is pointing its finger in the direction of Chechen rebels generally. There's been no official claim of responsibility from anyone in Chechnya, and we probably have to remind people that this is a movement that is really splintered greatly over the years, the Chechen separatist movement. You have everything from radical Islamists who want a Taliban-style state in Chechnya to more moderate types of people. And many of these groups also don't have much of a real organizational structure. They have very tenuous organizational structures. We don't know if these two women were part of any active group effort, if it's part of a broader effort. There have been suicide bombings of this type in the past in Chechnya. There's been a wave of them over the past 6 months or so, but most of them have been directed in some fashion or another at targets which represent Russian power, either Russian servicemen or Russian government buildings or military installations, so on and so forth. We haven't actually seen this type of attack where it's just a brazen attack on a civilian target.
Mm-hmm. Lawrence, how does today's attack change the personal feel of people who have to live and work in Moscow? Does it? Would you responsibly speculate that it greatly increases their sense of vulnerability?
Actually, I wouldn't go that far. That when we had the terrible events in the Moscow theater, the musical which was mm-hmm. stopped last autumn by the Chechen gunmen, it was very ironic that right around the place where this drama was unfolding, life was continuing absolutely as normal everywhere in Moscow. And I think it's just that people have gotten used over the years to these types of things occurring in Russia. We had the apartment bombings in 1999. Russians are a pretty tough group of people. And ironically, this concert, this rock festival, we had a report that it was continuing to go on even after these events took place, and that has been confirmed. And authorities actually say they intended it this way because they did not want to create a panic among the people inside by telling them what had gone on. So they're actually evacuating the area very, very gradually. And it's just some of the musicians, of course, have said it's a very eerie feeling to have to continue to play on the same day that this tragedy has occurred.
And Pierre's Lawrence Sheets in Moscow. Thank you.
Thank you, Scott.